This is your Tech Talk tip for Tuesday, December 19th, 2017. Your ISP has been released from the net of neutrality. In last week's Tech Talk tip, we discussed the surprises of being on autopilot with recurring and unrecognized charges. While it's no longer a surprise how the Federal Communications Commission, under the chair of Ajit Pai, former lawyer for Verizon, voted this past week to repeal the consumer protection afforded by the 2015 net neutrality rules, it may be surprising to know or fully understand the ramifications, or more aptly, the implications of such a ruling. First, whenever I discuss a subject that may contain terminology that may not be clear to all my listeners, I prefer to define the terms that may help us understand the topic a bit better. For those of you who may not even reside in the United States, you may not even be familiar with this ruling, as it has little impact on your immediate concern, yet longer-range impact could affect your pricing. So you too should be interested with at least one ear. The term net neutrality refers to a fair and level internet playing field for all content providers, no matter how big or small they are. So connected consumers can access your information and their information without fear of bias, either through internet service provider filtering or speed throttling. With net neutrality laws in effect, there was no legal way an ISP could charge content providers more for access to their delivery system or prevent subscribers from equal access to those content providers. With the elimination of net neutrality laws, these equal opportunities of internet delivery and access are now put in the sole discretionary control of the ISP. Your internet service provider can decide now what you can access, how fast you can access it, and how much it will cost to do so. Similar to cable television, your ISP can now choose to bundle internet packages with ranges of content and sell them to you at a price that they set. They can decide whether they want you to access a certain search engine, music or movie streaming service, a small startup company who might compete with their company-owned service, or any combination of things. While the free markets of competition between the internet service providers may play an important role in this delivery process, before, under net neutrality, these options weren't even available to the ISP. The best they could legally do was charge more for faster access to the internet as a whole, but not filter certain sites at any speed or charge for access to those sites in addition to the internet service fee. Anyone with internet access could view any site without ISP restrictions. So, while it is not yet proven that the repeal of net neutrality law will actually result in these price hikes, bundles and limits being enforced, we need only look at our current cable TV packages, sports options, and service levels to understand the true potential of this ruling. Even with healthy competition amongst ISPs, given the precedent set by their cable TV providing divisions, it is likely only to be beneficial and profitable to the ISPs to do the same thing they're doing with their TV divisions. Knowing how many of us have chosen to cut the cable in favor of internet delivery of those same offerings, we need only consider this to be a key reason why the lobbies were so vigorous by the ISPs to demand the overturn of this 2015 ruling. I'd like to know what you think about the subject. I invite you to reach out so that we may continue this conversation together. As always, I'll be offering up my Tech Talk tips and observations as I do daily on my station at anchor.fm/AskGabby. For an archive of all my previous Tech Talk tips, please visit www.techtalktips.com. For anchor.fm, iTunes, Google Play, the Amazon Echo platform, and more, I'm Avi Yeniglick, your tech concierge, and you can connect with me at my website at www.askgabby.com. I hope you have a great week.